is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Carter. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in West Michigan, but service the entire state and coast to coast. You can find out more at beancarter.com. They can help your business now. That's beancarter.com. Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Bean Carter.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to begin another radio journey on the only statewide syndicated afternoon sports radio show we're heard on 19 fabulous radio stations. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Today we will give shout-outs and some love to football teams across the state that don't get a lot of exposure from the mainstream sports media in Michigan. Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University, will join us in about 20 minutes. He has a national powerhouse. Matt Mitchell, head football coach at Grand Valley, will check in. Ryan Brady from Saginaw Valley State, heading up that prestigious football operation. And I love this guy, Leonard Haynes from Northwood University in Midland, for our listeners on 100.9 FM. The GLIAC is a D2 SEC-like football conference. Matter of fact, all sports. And Steve Olson, our good friend from Michigan Tech, Houghton Hancock Calumet, all of you listening on WMPL. Coach Olson will be by. Myron Malaki, president of XFC, Extreme Fighting Championships, MMA, their Fight Night 45. He is tomorrow night, a huge Friday at the Deltaplex Arena in Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. All law enforcement with ID and all active duty military will get in free. Just show your ID at the door at the Deltaplex Arena. If you need tickets, go to deltaplex.com or stop in to the Deltaplex box office. We'll talk to Myron before this broadcast is over. Their weigh-in is tonight, 6:30 p.m. at the Deltaplex for XFC MMA Fight Night 45. Some of the best mixed martial arts fighters from South America, Michigan, and all around the world. Weigh-in is free and open to the public tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the Deltaplex Arena in Grand Rapids. We'll keep you posted on the Tigers and the Red Sox. A lot happening with the NFL. And some big news out of East Lansing. That Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, we'll talk about in just a few moments. We'll get an update here, and I shared his tweet from within the hour. Bill Beekman steps down as Michigan State's athletic director. What's next? They have the story at SpartanMag.com. National search for a successor is underway. So Beekman announced today that he is stepping down from the post in order to return to an administrative position. He made the announcement today at noon via a memo to athletic department officials. His decision did not come as a surprise. Sources tell SpartanMag.com that this move has been in motion for weeks. Beekman had served as MSU's athletic director since July 17, 2018. He stepped in following the abrupt resignation of Mark Hollis. Today, Beekman revealed his intention to return to an administrative post at Michigan State. So there you go. I am writing this afternoon to share that I will be leaving the athletic department to return to central administration, Beekman wrote in an internal memo. President Stanley has asked that I come back to serve as his vice president for strategic initiatives. Meekman's appointment is subject to approval by Michigan State's Board of Trustees. So Meekman was a huge supporter of Izzo and also former football coach Mark D'Antonio. He got Mel Tucker hired. So I think considering post-Nasser and post off-the-field stories connected to Michigan State University, I think Meekman did a great job. Now you throw in getting through the pandemic. Some thought, hey, he's an administrative guy. He's going to be there for a little bit. So I applaud Meekman for a job well done, because he was following a guy in Mark Hollis who was as good as any AD you've ever seen. You've ever seen the best AD? What's that? They don't do that on the national news. Let's go to Bill Simonson. He's standing by right now in East Lansing, where Bill Meekman has surprisingly stepped down to return to administrative position. Bill, what are the people saying in East Lansing? Yous have seen this guy before. Yous had to know that he was going to go back to administration. He did his job for 3 years. All of yous had to know. Thank you, Bill, for that lively update. Hey, tell yous. Tell yous sisters, yous brothers, everybody I said hello. Yous guys are the greatest. There are times I'm seriously wondering if Lucifer lives inside my soul. Superfly's nodding his head saying, oh yeah. That comes to mind every once in a while with me and my family. Keith Mooch Magic brought it up last night at Jax's 9th birthday party, Superfly's nephew. And he got him a hand-me-down Robin action figure. I'm surprised CPS isn't investigating you for a birthday present like that. You know that kid chucked it out the window when he left Grandmama's house. Just chucked it out. It's laying by a dead possum right now in northern Kent County. Keith Mooch Magic did drop a text to me. He said, Bill, I heard you told Brett you were upset I didn't buy you a barbecue sandwich at the mines in between our rounds a few weeks ago. I would appreciate it if you didn't refer to me as Keith Mooch Magic. Signed, Keith Magic. Oh, but you'll take the Magic moniker, but you don't take the Mooch moniker. It's not the point that I couldn't have paid $7.50 for the barbecue sandwich and chips. It's not the point. You didn't offer after I took care of the golf. And then another thing where maybe Keith Mooch Magic won me back a little bit, when I bought my own barbecue sandwich, we went on to the newly cemented patio at the Mines Golf Club on the west side of Grand Rapids. And while I was eating, my lawn chair caught the side of the newly cement, and I rolled over, didn't really fall, just rolled over with my legs like sideways. Brett and his dad just kept munching on their sandwiches and chips, and the only person to help me up, because I was sideways and I was kind of like grandpa and I've fallen and I can't get up, was Mooch Magic, but it was delayed 10 to 12 seconds. I'm laying my ass sideways. These guys are, well, first off, his dad and Keith are eating sandwiches that they bought with me standing there and didn't buy mine. And Superfly kind of looks at me because I was sideways and just went back to a sandwich. I'm in a bed of prickers. I don't know if I got fire ants rolling up and down my legs. And it took, because I couldn't move. I'm not lying. If nobody would have been there, 7 to 8 hours, I would have been like one of those kids in a sewage drainage ditch. I would have had to call Casey Spillmaker and the Grand Rapids Fire Department. They would have needed the jaws of life to get me out of that bent-up chair. I've let it go. How long ago was that? 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago? There's a man code that you helped me up, especially when you didn't buy me a damn barbecue sandwich from the mines. Come on, guys. Huge soccer news from Spain. Lionel Messi's 17-year run at Barcelona is apparently over after an agreement on a new deal falls apart due to La Liga rules. So now the bidding begins. Where will he go? And now people are saying, well, he might go to Miami. MLS, what's the dude going to get? Is he $50 million a year guy? I don't know. Is it more? I mean, it's kind of like looking at Mahomes. He's worth it. I don't know where he goes. Probably it'll be one of the English Premier League teams or PSG in France, right? Messi is the man. Did you see how many Instagram followers he has, Superfly? Last time I looked was 232 million. 232 million Instagram followers for Messi. Greatest soccer player in the world. Nothing against Ronaldo. 232 million followers. 230. Are you kidding me? Oh, it's up to 241 million. And I'm one of those. I feel proud. He's the man. He is. So he's done with Barcelona. I would say, well, the English Premier, a bidding war. I don't know how the structure and the transfers or how it works. Or PSG and Paris and France. Olympic notes. Team USA, they got a bronze. They battled, okay? 40 days on the road. I don't like their politics. I think it did distract the team early. John Collin, our soccer insider, earlier this week said they weren't on the same page, and they found a way to get a bronze. Okay, I'll take it. My son, and then this is where you really love it with your kids, right? When they find a passion and something that you didn't know they had, and it's just they find it on their own, they know more about it than anything you could bring to the table. And I told you the story last year on how my son stumbled into throwing the shot put for his 8th grade track and field team when the gym teacher said, hey, can you stop out the last 2 weeks and just throw the shot? And he ended up taking second in the middle school conference meet. And he's developed this interest where he's into it and he knows about it. And he brought up Ryan Krauser, I think is how you say it, broke the Olympic record 3 times in the shot put final and won the first gold medal for the U.S. men in track and field. And I think in one of his that was translated from meters to feet was over 77 feet the put was thrown. And watching my son look at the video when I showed him, he goes, yeah, I know him. I watch him. Yeah, I'm going to learn that spin next year. And it made me smile, man. It was cool. And that's what a teacher does, where a gym teacher said, hey, come on, give it a shot. And he plays football. And by the way, Superfly Ace, his physical, 6'1", 235 pounds going into freshman football. And mobile and strong. So when your kids have passion for something, it really makes you happy. Whether it's music, whether it's school, whatever it is. Whether it's, you know, Jax, his nephew, who's 9 now, who has a hand-me-down secondhand store Robin with a Marvel marketing, even though it's DC. But it's a thought that counts. That Superfly loves Jax. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com. He has kids. He's a coach. Kind of like the Sparky Anderson of the Lansing area when it comes to baseball. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line and Some big news, Comp. Not a big surprise internally, but Beekman Dunn is AD. He'll return to the administrative side, and a national search is on?
That's correct. Bill Beekman, Michigan State Athletic Director, stepped down today around noon. It sounds like you were kind of aware of some of the rumblings that have been going on around the MSU community the last 3 or 4 weeks, that something like this had been brewing and bubbling and smoking, and today it happened. So he's stepping down to take an administrative post. He'd been in the administration previously in his career. As you know, he was president of the Board of Trustees and had other duties. He was actually interim president of the university there for a while when Luana Simon stepped down. So he's going back, and he was hired as AD on an interim basis to begin with, and then secured the full-time job a little bit after that and held it for about 3 years. Steps down today. National search is going to begin, according to Beekman, according to a memo that he sent out internally around 12 o'clock. And a press release was also sent out around 1:30 or so with quotes from President Sam Stanley, Michigan State, and also Bill Beekman. So everything seems good and friendly, and everything headed in a progressive direction, seems to me, and now we wait to see what happens with their search for a new athletic director at Michigan State University.
My first thought was Dave Hickey, who's out at the University of Arizona. He grew up in East Lansing. He's still relatively young at 57 years of age. People may remember him, the job he did in helping market CMU Athletics. He's done a great job in kind of rebuilding their Arizona brand. I think the thing would be with family connections, would he want to come home, or life in Tucson, Arizona can be pretty darn good. But I would think he'll be a candidate if he's interested.
I think you're right. I think that there are going to be a lot of interested candidates from interesting places. Question will be whether some of the powers that be in East Lansing and Michigan State, will they want to go outside the family, outside the box, or do they feel they've got somebody that they know will do things the way they want them done, and continue what some people believe is some momentum building within the Mel Tucker football regime, you know, to just continue with those things. So it'll be interesting to see what arises, who gains support, and then ultimately which way the Board of Trustees want to go with this. He's a candidate. You know, some people talk about Heather Like at Pittsburgh. There's people at Washington State, UCLA with Michigan State ties. You know, the timing is interesting with what's happened with Texas and Oklahoma and the SEC, and a lot of people think that more dominoes are going to fall, which could lead to instability at other programs, instability at Arizona perhaps, Washington State perhaps. Is now the time to leave those places and look for maybe a safer, stronger venue, somewhere like Michigan State that seems to have a stronger foothold of the Big Ten. Big Ten has a strong foothold. I wonder if the timing of that leads to more candidates for this job.
How do you think about the timing of name, image, and likeness now? You look at possible realignment. You look at the AD leading the way to protect your turf. It will be a crucial hire in my mind, and I attribute Beekman to be smart enough to understand that they need a progressive type AD, in my mind.
Yeah, athletic directors need to be a lot of things these days. Yeah, they need to tackle those things. And also, you know, the athletic director still, as was the case in the 1970s, still needs to be in lockstep with the football coach, needs to be a caddy for the football coach. If the football coach needs something, football coach needs to have a direct line bat phone to the athletic director. Hey, this is going on. We need this. Athletic director has to get on it. That's what Mark Hollis was for Tom Izzo and Mark D'Antonio. That's something Michigan State has not had with other athletic directors through the years. I think of Merritt Norvell and Nick Saban. Those two never talked. And it's just hard to get anything going when everybody is not pulling in the same direction. Watch out for Alan Haller, at Michigan State. He was up for the Central Michigan Athletic Director job last year, withdrew from consideration. He's been a Deputy Athletic Director at Michigan State for a few years. Right now, he is that guy that's lockstep with Mel Tucker. He was at Mel Tucker this past weekend for the Spartan Dog Con reunion that they had. He was with Mel Tucker at Ferris State back in June for the Sound Mountain Sound Body Camp. I saw him at practice today. I've seen him at Michigan State football camps this summer. And he also worked with Hollis and Izzo back in 2006. Those three were the key people in hiring Mark D'Antonio in 2006. Alan Haller, Tom Izzo, Mark Hollis. Alan Haller has been a Mark Hollis protege over the years, and I think there will be some support from some people at Michigan State that they'll want to keep things just pass the baton and accelerate with somebody who's already lockstep with the two coaches.
You can follow this story on Beekman stepping down as Michigan State's athletic director, moving back into the administrative side. National search is underway. Jim Comperoni and the SpartanMeg.com team are all over it. Comp, thanks for the update, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right, Jim Comperoni joining us from East Lansing on the Meyer guest line. Meyer proud to be a sponsor of Michigan State, Michigan, Central, Western, Grand Valley, and more. Meyer is also proud to sponsor pro and minor league teams like the Lions, Tigers, Pistons, and Wings, and close to 200 youth teams all across Michigan. Whenever you shop Meyer, you shop for your entire community. On the way, Tony Anise. Speaking of everywhere across Michigan, we're going to touch base with some of the D2 coaches, get their thoughts on the upcoming GLIAC season. We got to give the D2 schools love. We do it more than any other media outlet in the state. So Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University, here in a few moments. He'll check in. Matt Mitchell, Grand Valley State head football coach from Allendale, Ryan Brady from Saginaw Valley State, for our listeners on 100.9 FM in Midland, Bay City, and Saginaw. Leonard Haynes from Midland and Northwood University does a great job with their football program. And Steve Olson from the UP in Houghton at Michigan Tech. And Myron Malachi, president of the XFC. MMA Fight Night 45 is tomorrow night at the Deltaplex Arena in Grand Rapids. Some of the best MMA fighters in Michigan, South America, and all around the world. All law enforcement who show ID get in free tomorrow night. All active duty military get in free tomorrow night with ID. If you need tickets, go to Deltaplex.com and also the Deltaplex Arena box office. And tonight's weigh-in at 6:30 p.m. with all the fighters is free and open to the public at the Deltaplex, and that all begins a little after 6 p.m. To the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.
From Petoskey to Detroit, this show is huge.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambition. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.
home. Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rood dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rood, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rood.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. That's RUUD.com. You can rely on Rood.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now, we all know it's the final week of the games in Tokyo, so that means it's your last shot for a spot on the podium with DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. So right now, all new users are getting 100-1 odds on the United States medaling at least once this year. And if you haven't tried the DraftKings Sportsbook app, this is the time. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year. Just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins a medal. That's code HUGE when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up. This is for a limited time only. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store here in Michigan will stay in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. We are spending the day jumping around Michigan, talking to some of the GLIAC football coaches as the season is almost here. Tony Anise from the powerhouse Ferris State University Bulldog football program in Big Rapids is standing by the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Coach?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. Are you guys, I know everybody's been working out, so what's the schedule before you hit pads?
Well, we can officially start practice on Monday, and then we got to be in, with 3 days without pads. So I guess Thursday will be the first day we put shoulder pads on. But it will feel great to be out there with the whole group.
The pandemic, when you look back at the last 16 months, the effects it's had on your program. Upside, downside, we all get dealing with the pandemic and fighting through it. But what are some positives that you think your program has taken from what you're still working through?
Well, not just our program, but our whole country. We had to show some resiliency to get through a challenging time. I always try to tell my guys that, things like that will make you stronger if you handle it under the right conditions. And so, I don't know if we're going to be better. I don't know if we're going to be worse, but, we fought through it together. We did a lot of great things in the fall and in the spring. We had to overcome, contact tracing. We had to overcome walking to the practice field thinking, we were going to have everybody there and then losing 12 guys, right before practice and other guys plugging in. So those are all things that we learned, just to be adaptive and be able to, fight through challenging times.
Looking at your football program now with a lot of redshirt years, with a little different twist to recruiting and numbers on the team, how is your roster shaking out as you get set for the 2021 season?
Yeah, now we've got six classes rather than five, which is challenging. So we went from a roster size of 120 to 150. Which, brings some challenges just to have that many guys out. I worry about freshman retention because we work hard to retain all of our guys, and so now we're bringing a true freshman class in, that's going to look and say, man, those are the COVID freshmen. So, and then the 2019 kids were all redshirted. So 19 will be redshirt freshmen on the field and juniors in the classroom. COVID freshmen, the 2020 class will be redshirt freshmen, but still, it's going to be a battle for them. And then obviously you're bringing in a brand new true freshman class. So a lot of challenges balancing, just trying to make sure young people are comfortable in their setting. And we got to work really hard to make sure that our true freshmen are comfortable and that we support them.
So looking at your team right now, what do you like going into pads? What do you need to work on? Where did the downtime help you, hurt you? This team, are you thinking GLIAC title? Are you thinking deep NCAA playoff run? Your thoughts as Ferris as head coach right now?
No, absolutely. A GLIAC title would be our number one goal. We've won back-to-back GLIAC titles. We're on a 23 straight GLIAC winning percentage, winning consecutive win streak. And so, that's our goal. And then obviously, we've been in the playoffs each of the last 6 years. And if we do get there, then we'll reevaluate our goals. But if we win a GLIAC championship and make it to the playoffs, then we'll reevaluate and say we want to win a national championship. In 2019, we're on a one-game losing streak because in 19 we lost in the semis, and in 18 we lost in the finals. So we've suffered two losses in 19 and 18, so we're 27-2 in those two seasons. But there's a lot to fight for. I think our guys have the passion to try to take advantage of our opportunities. A lot of guys came back, truthfully, Bill, to make a great 2021 season. So, we got a seventh-year running back, a seventh-year linebacker. I mean, it's just,
seventh year. That sounds like me in high school.
Some of them just like Marvin Campbell's. He graduated in December 2019.
Wow.
So he has another year of eligibility left. So, man, what do? You either wait to play or, go on with life. But a lot of our guys are just waiting to play and take advantage of the opportunity to be together again.
Yeah, seventh year because of redshirt and COVID. Seventh year running back. Wow. And that's crazy for you as a head coach to talk to someone like, I really like this guy. He's a seventh year quarterback. It's like Chris Wanky. How many years did he play at Florida State, right?
Right. Yeah. Because he played professional baseball before, too. He was an old guy.
Exactly.
But yeah. So,
Tony Anise, head football coach of Ferris State University, one of the great D2 programs in America, part of the powerful GLIAC conference. Going to be a great year this year. And looking at the conference, and like I said, as powerful as any D2 football conference in the country, what programs have upgraded that are on the radar right now that could challenge you, Tony?
Well, obviously, Grand Valley is, a great program, and we have a lot of respect for them. So that's the team that we know is always there in the end. Wayne State, in 2019, they finished second in the conference behind us. And so they're obviously doing some good things. And then, the three coaches that are former assistants of mine, are at Davenport, Northern Michigan, and Saginaw Valley. And so, I know those guys are going to be working their tail off to knock us off. So we just got to be at our best. The GLIAC, as you said, is a powerful conference, and people are constantly upgrading. And there's a lot of D1 type athletes. We've got six right now in NFL camps. And so we've got, the GLIAC's got a lot of NFL players, and so you got to be at your best.
Tony, always appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you in the fall, my man. Good luck as you begin the journey in pads, and we'll talk Bulldog football before you know it.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Tony Anise. He has built a powerhouse. Look at the GLIAC across the board, and we'll talk to Matt Mitchell, head football coach at Grand Valley State, coming up. Ryan Brady at Saginaw Valley. Leonard Haynes at Northwood. Steve Olson at Michigan Tech. I love to get time on air to give these D2 programs some love. Even give the D3 schools we'll do coming up with Alma and Adrian. And you have Peter Sturzma and Hope and their new locker room football facilities going to open, I think, in their north end zone. So a lot of good things happening there in Holland with our affiliate, 99.7 and AM 1450 WHTC. I think they're going to have the dedication at their home opener on September 3rd. Yeah, D3, D2, D1, high school football in this state. Lions, did you see Frank Caliendo's impersonation of Dan Campbell? I think, you know Caliendo, the comedian who, Gruden, Madden, right, Andy Reid. I shared it on my Twitter feed, at Huge Show, Superfly. You need to go check it out. And he mimicked his press conference yesterday when he talked about how much coffee and espresso he gets every morning from Starbucks. It's awesome. Caliendo even shared it on his Twitter feed. Follows us. I've been waiting for him to come to this area like Detroit or Grand Rapids, hopefully with the pandemic, because he tours. He is awesome in person. So if you want to see his impersonation of Lions head coach Dan Campbell, that's up at Huge Show. I did see a story, Superfly. I mentioned yesterday the Grand Rapids Public Schools, they're going to recommend but not require a mask. That Kent County health officials reportedly met with school superintendents in Kent County, the Kent Intermediate School District, and recommended mask K through 12. Yeah, they did that. So you would think, what, cases are rising? Things are out of control in Kent County? I mean, would that be what you would normally think, right? August 3rd update, Kent County Health Department on their COVID-19 dashboard online for the world to see. Daily average cases, 43. Daily average death total, 0.1. So would that be a death every 10 days, right? And they're sitting at a meeting telling Kent County school superintendents to have kids mask up K through 19. I even dug a little bit deeper before the show. Michigan.gov. These are websites that anybody can go see. The death total for the age group 10 to 19 in the state is barely a blip since the pandemic began. Obviously, 80 plus is the majority. So you're asking yourself, okay, what's this pandemic, what are we doing? We are looking at preserving life, right? Superfly, newborn to 9 years old doesn't even show up on death totals at Michigan.gov since the pandemic began. The total loss of life for 10 years old to 19, 15 kids, unfortunately. And again, one is too many. 15 children. Since the pandemic began in March of 2020. 15. Oh, the kids are going to take it home and give it to their parents and their grandmother. Can you document and show me any super spreader event at home that's been connected to a kid? I've never read it. Have you? Yeah, and the 15 families, this is statewide. Not even Kent County. Newborn to 9 years old doesn't even show up on the graph. And in the state of Michigan, the majority of people, unfortunately, who have passed away are 60 and older. They account for 85%, give or take on my math, of all who have died. And then you're talking about cases, folks. And the Kent County Health Department is telling Kent County superintendents to mask up our kids again, K through 12, when they're averaging 43 cases a day and they have 0.1. Zero. So every 10 days, there's one person dying in Kent County? Oh, but it's the variant. Really? I'd love to see the medical science and data on these variants. I would. You know, those of you who listen, I've been vaccinated. My kids have been vaccinated. I'm not a conspiracy theorist or extremist. But if you're the Kent County Health Department and you're telling superintendents that their kids, K through 12, should mask up, and you're having a death every 10 days and 43 cases a day, and newborn to 9 years old doesn't even register on the death totals on the Michigan.gov website, and you've had 15 kids in 15 months, one a month die in the state of Michigan. I don't understand it. Well, the kids are going to take it home. I show me the medical science and data connected to that. And I worry that this masking is going to sneak back into sports. If the Kent County Health Department is still pushing this, well, the American Pediatric Association and the CDC says do it. Oh, every single group has been all over the place. They all say it, but they don't provide any science or data with it. Well, we just recommend it. Okay, thanks for recommending that. I don't like your recommendation. I'm a parent. I'm going to do in school and sports what I think is safe and best for my children. And recommended means you, the parent, have a choice. You want to do it, do it. If you don't, don't. Callers online, Michigan, we'll hear you next.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21000.
As summer heats up, so does the sports betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code SHEPBET and your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $600. Place your bets on all exciting showdowns in Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and more sports from around the globe. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on big games. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. With BetMGM, you're just a few taps away from turning game time into showtime. It's a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now, your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own Purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer on a Thursday broadcast presented by Bean Carter. Tom Rosenbach and his team offer some of the best accounting and business services in the state of Michigan and all across America. You can find out how they can help your business today. Go to beangarter.com. Com. 24/7, all the podcasts, all the interviews, everything you need is free, and you can listen on your schedule when you want to at thehugeshow.net. That's quick and easy at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.